USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The convicted murderer who escaped prison and led authorities on a two-week manhunt set to appear in a Pennsylvania court this morning. Danilo Cavalcanti has a preliminary hearing on his escape charge. Cavalcanti broke out of Chester County Prison by climbing up a wall on August 31st. He hid for 14 days, surviving on stream water and stolen watermelons until his eventual recapture. President Biden standing in solidarity with UAW members on the picket line in Michigan yesterday.
Holding a bullhorn, Biden addressed the striking workers, emphasizing their rightful claim to a substantial pay increase.
Now they're doing incredibly well. And guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too.
This is the first time a sitting U.S. president has stood shoulder to shoulder with workers on a picket line. Former President Trump is set to visit the state to show his support for union workers Wednesday. I'm John Schaefer.
Gilgo Beach killing suspect Rex Huerman set to appear in a New York court today for a hearing in his case where he has pled not guilty to murder in the deaths of three women more than a decade ago. The discovery of the women's remains near each other in December of 2010 on a Long Island beach and the killings of other people in the area brought nationwide attention and prompted the search for a possible serial killer. Huerman has pled not guilty through his attorney. 17 states, including New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, have partnered with the FTC in an antitrust case against Amazon. The suit contending that the e-commerce and tech behemoth acts as a monopolistic force, impeding rivals and sellers from reducing prices, stifling innovation, and overcharging sellers. Essentially, it asserts that Amazon hampers fair competition. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
A Florida woman stands accused of attacking her daughter with a frozen chicken. Court records in St. Petersburg say the incident happened early Monday at the residence of 30-year-old Mary Marquardt. Her daughter told police that Marquardt threw a frozen chicken at her and struck her in the right leg. The affidavit does not say what triggered that alleged attack. Marquardt facing a domestic battery charge and has been ordered to have no contact with her daughter. 25 years ago today, Google was born. It may seem hard to remember a time before the search giant became a dominant force on the internet and in the tech world at large, but it actually started as a PhD project at Stanford University back in 1998. Today, it's one of the most influential companies in the world, and we can talk to it and ask it mind-boggling, life-altering questions like, what does the fox say?
Ring ding 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 a ding and wah pop 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 pa pow. Or so I've heard.
The Writers Guild of America strike is over. After 148 days, the board of the WGA West and council of the WGA East voted unanimously to lift the strike. The decision coming days after the writers and film studios successfully finished conversations for a new 3-year contract. Members must still vote to ratify it. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.